it's time for Ask a Drunken Dwarf, right here on Online Gaming Radio. I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf.
Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear Drunken Dwarf, my friend and I got really drunk one night, and in our drunken stupor, decided to drink one of those new race change potions. When I woke up the next day, I was a hideous troll! What should I do? Signed, Big and Ugly in the Bobbleshire!
Oh, well, that's gonna be a big problem!
Sounds like
He's raging from the Bobbleshire, which means, you know, he was probably a halfling or a gnome! Well, you know, there's only a few options that we have here.
Good advice.
I happen to have a number of a good plastic surgeon.
Plastic surgeon?
What he'll do, he'll scrape the skin off your face, and he'll reshape your bones. He'll take your cheeks and mash them into a pulp, and then take the horns that you have on your head or whatever the hell the trolls have, and
he'll
beat them with the hammer and knock them down back into your brain. And then all you need to do is buy another freaking potion and drink it! And be careful about what you're doing! You're nosy! Oh, you punk little kids trying to drink the dwarf in way! Oh, Jesus! Bring my ale!
Dear Drunken Dwarf, help! I'm lost in the hedge maze, and I can't get out! I pray this note in a bottle will reach you before the Night of the Dead festivities end, and the maze disappears! Signed? It doesn't seem to be signed by anyone. It just kind of trails off in a squiggly line.
Quick, Jesus! We gotta get down to Nectulus and get to the hedge maze! Let's go!
The Dwarf! The festivities ended yesterday!
No!
It's a big problem. That poor man.
See you next year.
I guess so.
Oh, boy. I can't do anything. It's gone. That poor man! Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf!
Hey!
Sometimes I find myself needing to go somewhere, but can't let people know it's me! So I use an illusion to hide who I am! The problem I have is some races, such as Ratonga and Kara, can tell it's me by my scent! What should I do? How's the best way to cover up who I am? Signed, the Sneaky Swashy!
Oh, the Sneaky Swashy! Well, let's see here.
There's no getting around that Ratonga nose!
Lindberger!
Watch your mouth!
The cheese! Lindberger!
Lindberger!
This really stinks!
So
if you're going as a Ratonga, you smear it all over your body! And then the other Ratongas will see Lindberg.
You're trying to be secretive. You'll draw the Ratongas to you.
Karen. If you're going as a Karen, then you smear yourself with catnip.
They're trying to not cause attention. Bringing all the Karens around.
Well, if you're going as a high elf, rub yourself with platinum and gold.
Platinum and gold. Get more attention.
If you're going as a dwarf, just bathe in ale.
That probably won't.
You can always hide in the dwarven community bathing in Brel's. No way. You're going to draw the dwarves here again on that one. Erudite, rub yourself with books.
That won't work at all.
Half-elves!
Half-elves!
Wallow in self-pity!
That ain't gonna work again! Come on, dwarf, you gotta get serious about this!
halfling and smear yourself in pie. No, that's not gonna work again.
Bonfire!
Bonfire?
That's it! Go to a bonfire!
Genius! That's it! Go to a bonfire! Jump in the flames! What? Crackle, crackle, crackle! And then you'll burn all the scent off you! Oh, that's genius, Jesus!
No! You get the smoke all over you! You get the smoke and it covers up your natural scent!
I suppose.
Okay, we need to cut this. We're just getting silly now.
Yeah, I think you're right. You've been listening to Ask a Drunken Dwarf! Right here on Online Gaming Radio! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, reminding you that if you want to ask your question to the Drunken Dwarf, you can email us at drunkendwarf@kithacore.org.
That's right, and you can go to kithacore.org, go to the forums, go to the Jethel Silverwing Show, and ask your question there, and we'll get to it as soon as we can.
Thanks for listening, everyone. It's great to be back.
Bye!